Welcome to another edition of Sports Line on a Monday evening on this September 19th, 2022. I'm your host, Eddie Fury. And with me back for another round of our high school football talk in the Greater Thumb Conference is Paul Adams of the Huron County View. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You didn't have me on last week. I thought I might have talked too much the previous week.
Well, we sometimes do, but it's good info. So, yeah. Yeah, a lot of pretty big games that happened last week, and you know, and then some games that didn't happen. We're going to talk about that in just a bit here, folks. So stand by. In this 5 o'clock hour and our 6 o'clock hour Monday edition, we'll talk about the Greater Thumb Conference teams and the East and West divisions also. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we'll talk about the Blue Water Area Conference and high school A-player football. I might even touch on that with you today, Paul, on that aspect.
But I got a few A-player thoughts.
Yeah. Week 4 high school football games. Let's get through these scores in the Greater Thumb Conference, East and West. It was Marlette with a good win over Sandusky, 28-14. That was our live broadcast on WBGV, 92.5 FM. A good win there for Marlette there, Paul.
Yeah, Marlette's kind of the biggest surprise of the year so far. You know, I'm interested to talk about this game and, you know, Harbor Beach is going there this week. This suddenly turned into a really nice game, Harbor Beach at Marlette.
Yeah, so, that will be our 92.5 game of the night also this coming Friday.
Lot of people, a lot of the pundits, didn't really expect much of Marlette this year. They lost a ton of talent. For them to be 3-1, I think it's a really nice start for them. They have a really good look at the playoffs.
All right, and speaking of Harbor Beach, they got shut out by the Ubley Bearcats, 42-0 also. Boy, yeah, Ubley's been making statements, and they've just been ripping and clawing everybody so far in their path.
And we'll talk about this game in depth, but here's an interesting stat I'll throw out in the open, Eddie. I think about half the TSA wasn't even born the last time that Ubley shut out Harbor Beach in this rivalry. You have to go back to 1987 for the last time that Ubley shut out Harbor Beach.
I was, I think I was about 13 years old, so yeah. Okay.
I was 11.
Okay. Cass City shuts out Memphis. No surprise there. Always great to have Memphis. And we, you know, it's not a snark on Memphis. We're glad they're able to field a team and come out and play. So credit to them. But Cass City Redhawks flew by the Yellow Jackets 70-0 in that game.
Good bounce back for the Redhawks. They needed it. It was a couple of tough weeks for them. They're going to right the ship. They're going to make the playoffs.
Well, they can look out for Sandusky. They got him this week also, so it's on the road. So we'll see. Vassar gets by Carroll, 19-14. Wow, look at that one. The Vulcans, the God of Fire. But some injuries might happen in Carroll also, so a little bit of up in the air about the Carroll team this week.
Yeah, up in the air. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, I want to focus on Vassar. They're, you know, we just talked about Marlette being a surprise. So is Vassar. Kind of nice to see them getting some wins under their belt, and they've got a decent look at the playoffs as well.
No surprise with this one. Bad Axe came out on top over the Reese Rockets, just crushed them and chopped them down 52-0. Bad Axe has really bounced back since that week one loss.
They really have, and this is back-to-back shutouts for the Hatchets, and a little nugget, another nugget here in the open. The last time Bad Axe defense has posted back-to-back shutouts, 1978. I was 2 years old.
Were you still in diapers?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my parents.
Yeah, you should have been walking by then, right? So
hope so. I'd probably had about the same amount of hair that I have today.
The Lakers did not play because they got the 4-foot win over Unionville Seaboyne. That's just, it's too bad what's happening in USA, and that could happen again now.
Yeah, and it could happen back-to-back weeks for Lakers. And if I'm Lakers, I am absolutely furious at the prospect of losing two straight games. Unacceptable. But as far as Lakers go, it's a really good team. They would have won regardless. I think, you know, some Sports Writers Association don't realize how good of a team this Lakers team is, and they're not really getting a chance to prove it on the field because their opponents are forfeiting.
Well, they could have played Croswell. He didn't have a game, so.
Yeah, I don't know the logistics of that. I don't want to speak for either team.
Okay.
But, you know, they were both open. We would have loved to have seen it.
So, speaking of the Blue Water Area Conference, Croswell Lexington got the Algonac four-foot win over Algonac due to Algonac canceling their season earlier.
I'm still trying to figure that one out, a school Algonac size not being able to field a football team.
True that, yeah. Armada over Emily City, 48-0. Good bounce back win after loss to Crosby Lexington back in week three. Yale showing up with their Grundman offense, defeating Richmond 36-7. And the North Ranch Broncos defeat the Elmont Raiders at Elmont 34-14. I think father and son have made up this week also after that loss or the win for North Ranch also. So if you
North Ranch looks like a really good team. I know one TSA member in particular really has a real affection for North Ranch, we'll say.
All right. The North Central Thumb League Stars and Stripes, they play football on Thursday. Dackerville over Genesee, 58-6. A good bounce back win for them after their thrashing by Toledo Christian the week before. And then Kingston defeats Burton Atherton, 44-22. Olin Corliss, once again, just racking up the numbers.
Olin Corliss is far and away, I believe, the front runner for player of the year for the Thumb Sports Writers. I know Brown City's got a couple of guys that'll be mentioned there as well, but I think when you look week in, week out, Corliss is just putting up mind-boggling numbers, and I really think Kingston's going to end up running the table. They're going to finally slay Deckerville this year, too.
That might be we'll see, because that's going to be a game of the week on 92.5 in a couple of weeks also, so we'll have to keep an eye on that one. North Huron Warriors, hey, your home school there, defeating the Carsonville-Port Stanley Tigers, 20-8. Good win there for North Huron.
Hey, just to show I'm not a homer, I picked CPS in that game. So it shows you what I know.
I think I picked North Huron, yeah.
Yeah, North Huron, that's going to be about the scores that you're going to see them win by against better teams. They're not going to roll up a lot of points, but they're going to grind it out, play good defense, and they're a classic ground-and-pound team. They don't go to the air very much.
And I believe they're in a rebuilding mode, aren't they?
No, it's total rebuild. I mean, they got 7 out of the 8 guys on offense playing different positions than they played the previous year. So, it's still a learning process, but I think every week they're getting a little bit better.
Peck staying in the hunt for the NCTL Stripes division with the 42-26 win over Ashley, where I think the Stars. I get confused between the two.
No, you're right. Stripes.
Okay. And
Stripes for little schools.
And Bay City All Saints shuts out Caseville 36-0. Credit to Caseville again, putting a team out in the field no matter what team they're playing there. So New Haven Merritts, the Mustangs, defeats the Akron Fairgrove Vikings. We can't play the horn this week, 38-22. And Mayville gets their forfeit win over Flint International, 1-0. Then Auburn Hills Oakland Christian on Saturday, they defeated KPEC 52-14. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian making a lot of noise right now. So did the Brown City Green Devils, a high-scoring affair. We covered this game on Thumb Tailgater Sports. It was Brown City over Suttons Bay, 58-40. Big win there for Brown City, defeating the Suttons Bay team that went to the state finals 3 straight years, but also lost in the state finals 3 straight years. And now Brown City will have a big game at Martin. We'll find out how big this team is. I predicted there. I made a bold proclamation, Paul, last week to saying I think Brown City is the best eight-player football team right now.
It's hard to say, Eddie, because they haven't played any Thumb team.
Yeah.
So how can we measure Brown City against the Kingston? We can't. They haven't played any like opponent. So I do believe that Brown City's got a couple of Stars opponents later in the season, so that should give us a little light. And I believe Brown City will be a member of the NCTL Stars next year. They just made the decision to go to eight-player football so late that it left them with an independent schedule. But here they are at 4-0. You know, the last time they were 4-0, I think it was 2009. So, the move to eight-player football has been great for Brown City. And, I want to get into that later. That a lot, some of these schools that are looking at forfeits, they need to take a serious look and swallow their pride and look at what Brown City's doing and give eight-player football a serious consideration.
I know the Brown City fans are enjoying it, and so are the coaches.
They should be. It's been a fantastic move for them.
Yeah. And it has been confirmed, I talked to Brown City staff, they will be playing KPAC in Week 9, so just to put that out there. All right, so those are your scores, and we'll recap and talk about the big game between Ubley and Harbor Beach in this hour, and we'll try to make it quick, although it's, I guess it was Ubley.
Not much to talk about from the Harbor Beach perspective.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that, and of course some other Greater Thumb Conference games and comments on some of these forfeits and cancellations also. We'll be right back here in Sports Limeline. Eddie Fury joined by Paul Adams of the Huron County View. We'll be right back here. WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. It's Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
How do you make the most of your land?
Well, it depends who you ask.
If you ask the Wrens or the Caggianos, who run with us on John Deere mowers, they'd tell you.
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
Get as much done in advance as possible.
I jump out of the house, a cup of coffee, and I'm at work.
But the Upshaws, the Hubbards, and the Allens, who work behind the wheel of John Deere compact tractors, would say,
something that's worth doing isn't always easy.
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
And most of all,
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
Then there's the Nelsons and the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their Gator UTVs,
it's important to just take it one day at a time.
You can't be all working up, like.
The most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
It's a way of life.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlette, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Race, and Rochester Hills.
There are names of businesses in our hometown that stand out because of their reputation, their professionalism, and their longevity. One of these cornerstones is the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Since 1978, Grant Smith has been preserving and providing security through health insurance policies when most needed. Call the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency today and know that he will also be here for you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
And welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Feary, along with Paul Adams of the Huron County View. And Paul, let's not forget, I didn't do too bad in the pigskin picks in the Huron County View.
You did very well when I was going midway through them. Eddie, you were the leader. You had 14 right, but there were two people after that that got 15 right. And you would have won with 14 because you had the tiebreaker number. Right on the button at 42 points.
What was it, the Michigan State pick that did me in, or?
It was the Michigan State pick that did a lot of people in.
Oh, boy, yeah. All right, so, and by the way, you can get your picks in for this week also. Go to the Huron County View Facebook page, and you'll see the list of games, and enter. You can do it via email or just drop off the sheet. I think the email is the easiest way, so check it out.
Email is the easiest way, especially if you're entering through Facebook. You know, like you said, go to our sports page. It's pinned right there at the top. And I think we had over 100 entrants this week, Eddie.
Wow.
Great first week of our contest. Really excited.
Well, here was this contest, the Greater Thumb East League game. The backyard brawl, it was the Ubley Bearcats taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates. And the Ubley Bearcats just, like I said, just ripped the Harbor Beach Pirates, shutting them out 42-0, Paul. A huge win. It was 20-0 at the half. And then 8 more points for Ubley in the third and 14 more in the fourth quarter. 104 yards passing for Harbor Beach Pirates, but they were limited to 66 yards and 26 carries. To Ubley Bearcats rushing 314 yards, 47 carries, 10 yards of passing. And that was one completion and one attempt, and that's all they needed. And the big win here for the Ubley Bearcats, now really holding the steering wheel for the Greater Thumb East League title.
Well, I mean, they just won the Greater Thumb East title because their toughest game remaining is against Cass City. Harbor Beach already holds a convincing win over Cass City. So Ubley, and for all intents and purposes, won the Greater Thumb East. But for me, this game was a real eye-opener. I had a pretty good feeling that Ubley was going to win this game. You know me, Eddie. I'm on the golf course all the time over there in Ubley, and I get all the locals asking me, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I told them. I told every one of them to a man, Eddie. I said, I don't think it's going to be close. And they were all surprised. Well, guess what? When I saw them this weekend, they're all coming up to me. Hey, you were right. You were right. And I just had a feeling, but, you know, Ubley really, really drove that point home. This is one of the best teams in the thumb. This is one of the best teams in the state for Division VIII. And I think that was a statement win, like I said in the open, shut Harbor Beach out for the first time since 1987. You just can't say enough about what this team is doing offensively and defensively. Obviously, you know, as they go forward, it's going to be all about staying healthy. You know, they're still a little banged up. If those guys are all healthy on the same page, let me tell you, I'm not making any plans for Thanksgiving weekend, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, that's a big wish for all media coverage teams that are covering the Ubley Bearcats. They ran behind the quarterback power of Evan Peruski, who is I jokingly say he's a redshirt player, but 136 yards, 12 carries on just 12 carries alone. And then Adam Makoviak was the second leading rusher, 71 yards, 15 carries. Seth Maurer, 58 yards, 11 carries. And Mark Heilig, 49 yards on 9 carries also. But it's been all Evan Peruski, kind of leaning on him. In this game, he just really broke out.
He did. But you know what? You know the stat that really jumps out to me, Eddie, is the fourth leading rusher was Mark Heilig. And Mark Heilig's coming off some back-to-back really big weeks. He's had some really nice performances. And that, to me, shows the depth and balance of this Ubley offense. All three of those backs, Makoviak, Maurer, and Heilig, they can all go off at a given night, you know, depending on what the defense is giving them. And then you add Evan Peruski to the mix, which is the real keys to the Wing T offense. This offense would be good if the quarterback was not very mobile. But now you have the carries. They were all pretty evenly distributed between the backs. Nobody really stood out and had, you know, nobody had more than 12 carries. I think Peruski had the most carries in that game. So, you know, I really like the balance that this offense has shown. But to me, the story is the defense. The story is the defense, because that was a Harbor Beach team that was putting up a lot of points and a lot of yards on all their opponents so far, and they got absolutely shut down. 66 yards on the ground, that's basically nothing when you look at offensive performance. Harbor Beach should be getting at least over 100 yards, 120 yards. To be held to 66, that is a feather in the cap of Ubley and defensive coordinator Jim Becker. And that's basically throwing it back to you.
So on top of that, you talk about what they've done. Now, let's talk about the offensive line. The players on the offensive line obviously got to make this happen. You get that good push up front. Ubley Bearcats, what have you seen on the offensive line that just impresses you so far?
Well, they don't make mistakes. They all know their assignments. They had one false start penalty, which is rare for Ubley to see. But they generally don't make mistakes. They know their assignments. They block well. They don't get halted. They don't get called for holding calls. They don't get called for procedure calls. And another thing that opens the holes for those backs are the other running backs. A lot of people don't know the key to the Wing T offense. Obviously, got to have a great line. But when the two backs that don't get the ball, and even the quarterback, when they don't have the ball, they need to be good blockers. And that's what's taken this offense to a new level. All of these running backs are really good blockers. The line knows what they're doing. You put that all together, and you're getting over 300 yards a game, rushing. And put that kind of number on a really good defense. I think Harbor Beach is going to go, in my opinion, they're going to go 8-1. And Ubley just shut them out. So I think as the season progresses, we're going to look back and say how impressive of a win that was for Ubley. I don't think we realize it right now, but that's going to be a really good win for the Bearcats. But it's just, like I said, everybody knows their assignments, and it's so technique-driven over there in Ubley.
Let's talk about the Harbor Beach Pirates. Passing-wise, they had 104 yards, 5 completions, 12 attempts, but they did have 2 interceptions. Those turnovers obviously affected them. The rushing, Shea Woodkey just limited to 23 yards. Tanton Babcock, the quarterback, 21 yards. Jacob Boom, 17 yards. and Katie Muholtz, 3 yards, and Troy Wells, 2 yards. I want to thank Clark Ramsey and also Jonathan Bisher for the stat report also of this game. Not much could happen on the field because the defense, you talk about those running backs, that half those running backs are also on defense, Mark Heilig, Seth Maurer, Evan Peruski, and throw in Camden Peruski also with the defense. The defense of Ubley also very impressive throughout the whole season.
Yeah, you know, don't be fooled by those points that you see the Ubley's given up this season. Those points were when the games were well in hand and the JV players are in, the second and third stringers in. The Ubley defense, the starting defense, I think, has only been scored upon once this year. Maybe I think Carroll got them in the first quarter, and I think that was it. But you mentioned the turnovers. Talk about Harbor Beach for a second. Harbor Beach's first possession, they marched it right down the field. They had it within the 5-yard line. A procedure call, false start, backed them up, put them in a predictable spot. And a couple of plays later, the first of two interceptions for Mark Heilig, he intercepted it in the end zone, and that was a touchback. And then Ubley eventually goes back down and scores. And again, I go to the second quarter real quick here. It's 14-0 in the second quarter with about 3 minutes to play. If Harbor Beach could have found a way to score in that possession, Harbor Beach had the ball coming out of the second half, and that could have been a wholly different game. Instead, Harbor Beach turns it over, I think punts. Ubley, with less than 3 minutes on the clock, goes down, punches it in, goes up 20-0, and that's really the ball game. And then the icing on the cake for the defense was Mark Heilig, 95-yard interception return for a touchdown, where I think he ran through and bobbed and weaved, I think, through the entire Harbor Beach football team.
Well, up next for Ubley is at Memphis. That's going to be a win. And for Harbor Beach, they have a big game, and it's like a must-win situation for Harbor Beach and a must-win situation for Marlette this week. That'll be our game of the week on 92.5 FM. Harbor Beach, I wouldn't want to be taking on a team like Harbor Beach, who's obviously angry about getting shut out. They could spoil the homecoming at Marlette this week.
Yeah, that's going to be a really interesting game. I may end up finding my way down there depending on some of the forfeit games that could take place this week. Could take me out of Huron County to go try to find a game.
We'll talk about that when we come back in the next hour in our 6 o'clock hour. That was our talk on the Ubley Bearcats against the Harbor Beach Pirates. We'll extend on that discussion when we talk about Marlette Sandusky, Vassar win over Carroll, and again, those forfeit wins in the 6 o'clock hour. Here on Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show. We'll get ready for our top of the hour news and information for the 6 o'clock hour, and then we'll be back after that news break for more talk on the Greater Thumb Conference on Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
And welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Recapping Week 4 action in the Greater Thumb Conference. Tomorrow on Tuesday, we will be talking with Mike Gallagher about the Blue Water Area Conference and High School A Player Football action. Right now, we're Paul Adams of the Huron County View, and he's back this week after being off last week. As we move on, we talked about the Ubley and Harbor Beach game. And Harbor Beach losing and getting shut out by Ubley 42-0. Now Harbor Beach moves on to take on the Marlette Red Raiders, and the Red Raiders got a big win over the Sandusky Redskins. That was our game of the night on 92.5 FM, and we will be returning to Marlette for their homecoming, but they will be hosting Harbor Beach Pirates. But let's talk about what the Marlette Red Raiders did. A little bit of a tough game. Sandusky drove down the field in their first series of possession, but then fumbled in the end zone. The ball popped out. Marlette capitalized and took it, and then the next play, they ran it for a long, long touchdown. Man, I couldn't believe it. Logan Malloy with an 80-yard touchdown to get on the board for Marlette first, 8-0. Sandusky was able to score in the first quarter to return a favor After that fumble, Kyle Guibord runs for 19 yards to make it 8-8. No scoring in the second quarter. In the third quarter, Quinton Sutton ran for 8 yards touchdown, making it 14-8. Marlette leads. And Tyler Isidorek had 25 yards, making it 20-8 in the third quarter. Fourth quarter, Kyle Guibord pass complete to number 11, Brendan Long, for 66 yards for a touchdown. They got within a touchdown, 20-14, but some turnovers, interception, and a fumble by Sandusky gave the ball back to Marlette. And Quinton Sutton, with 7:59 left in the game, ran for a touchdown for a yard and making it 28-14. And Marlette hung on to win. They put up 281 yards rushing, only passed 16 yards. Sandusky went to the air later in the game, 99 yards for passing, rushing-wise, 195 yards. So they did put up the yards against Marlette, just couldn't capitalize, and the turnovers did hurt them with that turnover. And then they had 5 penalties for 25 yards. Marlette also had penalties for 25 yards. Game, a player of the game for Sandusky, Kyle Guibord, 4-6, 99 yards and a touchdown. Wyatt Heberling had 10 carries, 86 yards. And Quinton Sutton, passing-wise, just two pass attempts and completed both, 16 yards, and they leaned on the running game. It was Logan Malloy, 8 carries, 94 yards, and 1 touchdown for the Marlette Red Raiders. For Marlette's rushing, also, Quinton Sutton had 80 yards on 18 attempts, so they leaned on him. He had 2 touchdowns in the game himself. I really like what Marlette's done. They've already played Ubley, and they lost pretty big there, Paul, to Ubley. Back in week three, where Ubley won 57-16. But Ubley, I mean, Marlette put 16 points on the board, where Harbor Beach could put points on the board against Ubley.
But it's when those points were scored, Eddie.
Yeah.
Those points were scored after it was 50-0. So, yes, Marlette did score 16 points on Ubley when the backups and JV were in. So you have to look at that when the points are scored. It was 50-0 at one point in that game, so it was well in hand, and none of the starters were in the game. So I just want to point that out, that yes, you can say there were 16 points scored, but it's how they were scored and when they were scored.
Marlette using the spread, and sometimes they'll go to an eye. But really leaning on the running game this year. Maybe it's because they don't have much a passing talent out there, but I think the running game is helping in the spread. They still try to keep the game a little honest. But now they're going up against a team that does almost the same thing they do, but they switch to the wing T. And Harbor Beach, obviously, probably going to be motivated after being shut up by the Ubley Bearcats, coming into Marlette's homecoming. And a must-win situation for both teams here now. I think Marlette needs to win against Harbor Beach and Cass City to guarantee themselves maybe the playoff points to get into the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, I think you're right on there, Eddie. Harbor Beach could afford this loss because I really think the rest of their schedule sets up pretty well for them to win. Harbor Beach is coming into that game very motivated, but I think Marlette's coming in with a pretty good momentum of its own. And you mentioned their offense. Most people, when they think of the Marlette offense, they think of a little run and gun style. And instead, this is more run than gun. Even though they're running out of the spread, they are just running out of the spread instead of throwing it. So, kudos to Coach Lester over there for, adjusting his offense to the style of players that he has. And 3-1. They've definitely opened a few eyes.
So Marlette beats Carroll in week one, 44-6. They beat Unionville Seaboying 38-12 in week two. They lost to Ubley 16-57. They get the win this week against Sandusky 28-14. Do you feel Marlette is ready and can beat Harbor Beach?
I feel like they're ready. Can they beat Harbor Beach? Yes. And they have shocked Harbor Beach in the past.
Yes. A good Harbor Beach team that year, I remember.
That was a very good Harbor Beach team that year. I just don't see it happening because the last thing you want to do is get Harbor Beach coming off a shutout loss to its rival. Practice is not going to be fun this week at Harbor Beach at all. And I have a feeling like no matter who the opponent was going to be, Harbor Beach is going to take out a lot of frustrations on them. You even said it. Going to face a motivated Harbor Beach team, but I think Marlette comes into this, really not much to lose. Most people are going to pick against them, but this could be the game where they really say, "Hey, we're here, we're back." You know, beat Harbor Beach, and you're going to open the rest of the eyes that may be still sleeping on Marlette a little bit.
Back in 2018 is when the last win for Marlette over Harbor Beach. That was a 2014 win, and then last year it was Harbor Beach only winning by 2 points, 24-22 over Marlette. So I know that was a good Marlette team too last year. They've lost some players, of course, due to graduation.
Every school's got the one team they don't match up well against. And for Harbor Beach, for whatever reason, it's Marlette. So that's why Marlette's got a really good shot in this game. They have momentum coming in, a really good win. I don't think Harbor Beach is going to commit the number of mistakes that Sandusky made in order for that win to really happen. Sandusky, the turnovers and the penalties really killed them in that game. And I think Harbor Beach is a bit more disciplined when it comes to how they play. So I don't think Marlette's going to be able to capitalize on those kind of mistakes.
Yeah, and the other thing, Marlette's got to do the same thing. They did commit some mistakes. They did have some loss of yards. They gained them back, of course, which is why we don't see a rusher over 100 yards. They did spread the ball out there good. Wesley Chapin. Chapin had 77 yards rushing and 11 attempts also. So they are spreading the ball out. Tyler Isidoric only 30 yards, but he got a touchdown also. And the two touchdowns by Quentin Sutton, the quarterback, and a touchdown by Logan Malloy. So they do have a variety of backs to stymie the Harbor Beach Pirates. But like I said, the Pirates are going to come in on their ship and go up against the Red Raiders, who are also happen to be Pirates, I do believe. So it is homecoming night, but again, a must-win situation for both teams. And then after this game, for the Red Raiders, they kind of win or lose. They do have Memphis, and then they'll have Cass City, Vassar. Those are, iffy games. And then Our Lady of Lakes, who is 1-3 at the end of the season. Do they have to win out, you think, all the way
here? I'm still figuring out this playoff point system, Eddie. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I don't understand all the playoff points. I mean, it was real easy a couple of years ago. 6 wins and you're in. I understood that. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. So, I don't know how, we saw a 4-win Vassar team get in the playoffs last year. So, your quality of opponents matters. You can have quality losses, so to speak. And some of your wins might not count as much as others because if you're playing smaller schools, they don't carry as many points. But with that said, I think Marlette's got a really nice shot and a really good look at it.
Yeah.
They would definitely make for a nice Division 8 district because it'd be Ubley, Harbor Beach, Marlette, maybe Vassar in the district. I would like that. I'm good with that.
So Harbor Beach opened up the season with the win over Unionville Sebring 34-0, then over Reese 42-0. The win over Cass City 30-16, a hard-fought game. The loss to Ubley this past week, 42-0, and then they got Marlette this week, then Sandusky, then Memphis, and then Bad Axe and Vassar. So, three of those games I think still going to be tough. I think Sandusky can still play them tough if they, it seems like they're trying to get things going in the running game a little bit better. Bad Axe is almost an iffy one also for Harbor Beach at this point.
I'll tell you what, I think a lot of people are going to think that. I think Harbor Beach is going to win that game and win it almost kind of easily. I really do. So, time will tell.
Okay, and then they'll have Vassar to end the season there. So we'll see how Harbor Beach pans out, if they can get...
I still think Harbor, on the topic of Harbor Beach, I think they go 8-1. Okay. I think Harbor Beach finishes the season 8-1.
All right. So when we come back, there we go. Our game of the week will be Marlette hosting Harbor Beach on 92.5 FM, WBGB. Paul is still pondering where he will be, but if everything pans out, he'll probably end up at this game of coverage, won't he?
Probably Bad Axe USA would be my game.
Yeah.
Maybe Carroll Lakers. I haven't decided yet because there's a lot of things up in the air.
And we're going to talk about that when we come back after this break on Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We'll be right back.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment Rental Sales and Service in Fort Gratiot today.
What's that? What you say? I can barely hear you. You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
The kids are back in school, the nights are a bit chillier, and with all the lake activities, campfires, hometown festivals, and parades, you've had a great summer. However, after all the wear and tear from a busy life, your cell phone has seen better days. You're in luck, because Thumb Cellular has deals for you. Throughout September, all iPhone 12 and 13 models are $50 off while supplies last. And if you're a fan of flashy Androids, you can save $200 on the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3. Best of all upgrades or new lines come with a free month of service. Yes, 100% free. Don't forget to protect your new phone with a case and a screen protector. You get $10 off when buying them as a pair. You won't want to miss Thumb Cellular September deals, so hurry in today. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or find out more at thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through September 30th, 2022.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio, High School Football Sports Show. I am Eddie Feary, talking about the Greater Thumb Conference. We are in our 6 o'clock hour. With me on the phone is Paul Adams of the Huron County View. And we'll talk about the Bad Axe Hatchets. They got their Week 4 matchup, and they defeated the Reese Rockets 52-0. Hatchets took the game away in the first half, playing their style of football, 32 points. And they did not let the Reese Rockets offense keeping them nowhere close to the red zone. They pretty much had the last two quarters also using a mix of offensive styles with the run and pass game also. That Bad Axe is done with their coach, Steve Erberg. And, you know, pretty much so far they're 3-1, claiming their second shutout victory in the last 2 weeks also. Now they'll be up against the USA Patriots, or will they, Paul Adams?
Well, as we talk right now, yes, they will face the USA Patriots.
Okay.
That could change 10 minutes from now. The situation is fluid with USA. USA forfeited its game with Lakers last week, and that has led many to speculate what is the future of the program, what's the future of this particular game. And all I can say is, as of right now, the game will be played Friday night. It's only Monday. So I don't know if we're going to get to that point. I really hope we do. I want a chance. I haven't seen Bad Axe since week one when they lost to Ubley. It's their turn in the schedule right now. So I really want a chance to see this team. They've vastly improved since that opening loss to Ubley. So back-to-back shutouts for the first time since 1978. That hasn't been done. It hasn't been done too many times in the program's history. So very, very impressed to see how the defense has performed. And I thought the defense was going to be a strength of the team all year. It was last year. They had Bad Axe had one of the best defenses. It was the offense. Coach Verberg came in. He kind of went away from the single wing. He installed his double wing. It struggled mightily against Ubley. But the last two weeks in particular, it's been very, very impressive. Putting up a lot of numbers, and a lot of guys have been involved in it too. It's not just Keaton Brown or Griffin Meinhold. It's guys like Evan Shank and Nathan Pawlowski, and there's a few others that have been contributing. Jake McPhee. Everybody's getting in on it. So it's been kind of a work in progress, but so far 3-1. And they have a really nice look at making the playoffs. So, and hey, they're still in this Greater Thumb West title picture. It's going to come down to Lakers and Bad Axe, the former coach going over to Lakers in a few weeks. So, yeah, that's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, well, they lost in week one to Ubley, 7-41. And then, again, that we had covered in week two on WBGB was the win over Sandusky, 52-14. They beaten Carroll, 49-0. And Reese, 52-0. Last couple of games, cakewalk for Bad Axe Hatchets. And if they do play Unionville Seaboyne, I'm going to favor the Bad Axe Hatchets in that game. They don't have Vassar. Vassar's a little bit of a question.
Yeah, if the game's played, make no mistake, it's going to be more of what you've seen the last 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to have to go back and probably look at the last time Bad X has posted three straight shutouts and come up with that little nugget, because if USA is able to field a team, they're not even going to come close to what Bad X is this year.
And they do have some good athletes. From what I saw against Sandusky in Bad X game, they have the size. You know, McPhee is just a beast out there in the tight end position. And he can receive also, but a great blocker down the field for the running backs in that wing. They have the talent. They do have the athletes. It's just, can they match up later on? I hate to look too far ahead. Vassar, I think, will be a little, a question of a game. I mean, we know what Vassar has done so far, but do we know the real Vassar after their win over Carroll? And then, like you said, they'll have the Lakers, Harbor Beach, and they look like they picked up the game against Hamtramck also in week 9.
They did. Week 9 picked up the game against Hamtramck. So, you know, the back end of the schedule toughens up a little bit with Lakers and Harbor Beach. But Hamtramck hasn't won a game in since pre-pandemic. So, you know, I think that's a good game for Bad X to pick up. They have to go down there, but should be a win. You know, worst case scenario, I think Bad X finishes 6-3, and that's another pretty darn good season when you go back and look at some of the really, really bad seasons that Bad X had over the years.
You know, Hamtramck, hats off to them. They've been like a saving grace for the Thumb area teams, haven't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
I know North Branch is playing them this week. The Hamtramck Cosmos, by the way. So
that's a good nickname right there.
All right. Well, yeah, it is. I wish we had some good stats in Lakers, but they had the forfeit win also against Unionville Seaboing. And let's talk about the Union Seaboing Patriots at this point. Lakers may have another forfeit if Carroll can't field the team either.
Let me address Lakers right real quick before we get into USA. If Lakers gets back-to-back forfeit wins, if I'm a Laker administrator, athletic director, coach, player, fan, I'm furious. I'm absolutely furious if I go two straight weeks without playing. And I can only speak for myself. If I were the athletic director for Lakers and I had two straight forfeit wins, the next athletic director meeting would not be good from my standpoint, because it's completely unacceptable. I understand that injuries happen. I do. But you also make a commitment to the league. And I know USA and Carroll understand that. And I know there are other circumstances, but it's a really bad look, and it's quite frankly embarrassing that the Lakers has to face this situation where they may not play for two straight weeks. I can't remember it. In over 20 years of covering high school athletics, high school football, I can't remember the last time I've seen a team get two straight forfeit wins. Now, that Carroll game's not a done deal yet as far as a forfeit goes, but we could talk about USA for a second. This is a proud program, Eddie. Two state championships to its name, a lot of great seasons, but the writing's on the wall now. There were discussions before the season about going to eight-player football. They didn't pull the trigger on it. I wish in hindsight that they had, because as we're seeing with Brown City, do you think that Brown City's regretting that decision to go to eight-player football? Absolutely not. Do you think that USA's regretting the decision to stay with 11-player football? I think so, because they're embarrassed now. This is a stain on their record. It's something that's always going to be there. When you go to MichiganFootball.com, as we all do, and you go to USA's historical records and you see forfeit wins, it's just something that you can't take away, and you know, we're living it right now. So it's a bad situation all the way around. But if I'm the teams that are on the receiving end of that win, I'm not happy about it, because I need to get my players game reps. They're working hard in practice, and they deserve to be out on the field on Friday night.
Yeah, USA started off the season week 1, 34-0. They got 12 points on Marlette, 38-12, and then the loss to Reese, 34-6, and then they had the forfeit. They called the forfeit against the Lakers, and like I said, right now it's up in the air, but it may be leaning towards that. How many players do you know of that did they have when they were fully healthy?
I mean, they had a thin roster, probably 16 or 17. not ideal numbers, but kind of on par with a lot of the other teams in the area. But, you know, for whatever reason, USA has dealt with more injuries over the last three, four, five seasons than really any team that I cover. Just crazy injuries, freak injuries. You know, these aren't just your normal banged up, you know, banged up and bruised. I mean, these kids are really, really hurt, you know, with concussions and serious knee injuries and ankle injuries and stuff like that. So I don't know what, can't really put your finger on it there, but, you know, the injuries that they're going through are very serious. And, you know, when I talked to Coach Hahn, you know, I made my way around practices before the season started. He said, hey, I think we got a really nice team. We're going to be competitive, but if we suffer injuries, we're going to be in trouble. Well, here we are in week four. They've suffered the injuries, and you know, they're in big trouble. I mean, they're facing a situation where they may have already played their last game. Mm. Like, they could forfeit the rest of the season. I don't think they want to, but, you know, as the weeks go on, it's gonna be more and more difficult to field a team, I believe.
And we will take our break and be back with more of our Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. And coming up, we'll dig into a little bit about the Lakers having to take that forfeit win. They may have to take another one. We'll be back with Paul Adams of the Huron County View on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Denny King, the King of Cars, here at Moore Motors in Carroll. What a crazy couple years we've had, coming out of an unprecedented quarantine. Toilet paper and food shortages, insane gas and fuel prices, mask or no mask, vehicle shortages. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, this world, and particularly the car business, has changed forever. With that said, Moore Motors Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is here, fully staffed with seasoned veterans to assist you with all your car needs. Sales, parts, service, and body shop. We have certified experts on hand to assist you ordering exactly what vehicle you want with the exact options. And finally, I can say we have 34 new vehicles and 58 pre-owned in stock. And don't worry, friends, we're not charging over sticker for our vehicles like some of our competitors. We're paying top dollar for needed trade-ins as well as lease turn-ins. So come experience why we were voted the number one new car dealer in the Thumb by you, our friends, neighbors, and customers. This is Denny King, the King of Cars, and I'm excited to assist you and see you soon. Or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Your friends at Liberty Lanes and Sandusky say, come join the team. The fall bowling leagues will soon be starting, and Liberty Lanes has openings for the Monday night and Wednesday morning ladies leagues, as well as men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Liberty Lanes also has mixed leagues on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. For more information or sign up, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes and talk to Roger or Heidi. Plus, Liberty Lanes is a great place to eat. Great food, drinks, and spirits. They are also hiring for all positions, so apply now at Liberty Lanes, located at the West Park Plaza in Sandusky. Call 810-648-9860. 810-648-9860. And like them on Facebook and their website, boldlibertylanes.com. And welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Let's talk about the Lakers. The last time we really talked about them, a couple weeks ago. Can they keep this up? I mean, there's a lot of questions with our polls and all that. Lakers, Ubley, Croswell, got to throw in Millington also, and you know, with these undefeated teams thus far, and you kind of wish they could at least try to play each other. Are they all in different divisions at this point, where they won't be able to play each other, or is there a, you know, it depends where it falls, I guess, this year because of the amount of teams that did drop to eight-player football themselves also?
Yeah, it depends, but, you know, just talking about Lakers, I think the last time they played was at it was against Cass City, wasn't it? No. They played another game after Cass City. But whatever, the last time I saw Lakers was against Cass City. And what I saw in the second half of that game in Cass City. That was Lakers showing their true potential on both sides of the ball. Absolutely shut down Cass City, a pretty good Cass City team, but offensively, they have the potential. Lakers has potential to be an absolute offensive juggernaut behind Ethan Wisner, who I think is going to be in the running for All-Thumb Player of the Year. I think he's got he's double-digit touchdowns and almost 500 yards rushing in just three games. So he's been putting up mind-boggling numbers, coming off a season-ending knee injury last year. But it's a lot more than just Ethan Wisner. Jay Sears has been a great player. Connor McCain. They got the biggest offensive line that I have in this area. Starts with Luke Braun. There's Blaine Wren, a number of others. This is a very, very complete team, Lakers is, and they just haven't been able to show it on the field with the forfeit, and they may not get an opportunity to show it this week because they might have to have another forfeit.
Yeah. So at this point, they got the forfeit win, this past week for Carroll is up in the air. They'll have Reese. That should be a win. Then they'll have Bad Axe, what pretty much is the Greater Thumb West League title on the line, Memphis, and they'll have Garber also. So does these forfeits hurt them in the playoff long run?
No, it doesn't hurt them because a forfeit is a forfeit win. So they're getting the win. Whether or not they play the team or not, the formula doesn't factor in how you win. It's not like the old BCS where you had to blow your opponent. So they got the win for USA, and if Carroll forfeits, they'll get the win for Carroll. So from a playoff point standpoint, they're fine. They're fine. They were going to win those games whether they played them or not. So that doesn't hurt them in any way, shape, or form.
All right, that's Paul Adams of the Huron County View, and follow him online with the Huron County View. It's free, or the paper prints also. And pick up the paper every Thursday. The full report comes out once a week. It's free also online. Go to the Huron County View. And just follow them on Facebook also with the Huron County View Sports. And, of course, their full publication comes out every Thursday, folks. So check that out. Paul, thank you very much. Anything else you want to bring up? I think we got it covered. But how close are these teams, I think, maybe thinking about making that move to possibly a player? And let's talk of a mega conference and some new teams joining the Greater Thumb Conference, or just make it a one big conference at this point.
Well, the talk of the mega conference would be a complete merger between the Greater Thumb Conference and the North Central Thumb League. That is really moving ahead right now. I think they're in informal talks with the Board of Education, and there could be in October, I think, a formal vote for that. So that would be an entirely new conference too, Eddie. It would not be just it wouldn't be the Greater Thumb Conference or the NCTL. It would be a renamed conference. So to avoid the look of the Greater Thumb Conference just swallowing up the NCTL. And I do think there could be some teams that maybe get brought in on that move too, especially with what we've seen happening with the football. It make no mistake, it's a football move first. But I do think a lot of these teams will be able to maintain their identity. You're not going to be seeing Caseville against Lakers in football. It's not, everybody's aware of what's happening there. But there's really not much to report until we really get some votes from the boards of education to really move forward with it. But that's the big news right now, that the mega conference could be coming, and that could be in place maybe by as soon as next year even.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Paul, for the Huron County View. Check him up. Look him up. Huron County View Sports and Huron County. Paul Adams, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Eddie. Appreciate it.
From Graff Chevrolet Buick in Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Finally, we're starting to see new vehicles hit the lot on a regular basis.
Yep. Perfect time for truck season.
You mean truck month?
Nope. Truck season.
Truck month.
Truck season.
Truck month.
Take a look at the program.
Okay, truck season it is.
And guess what, Sam?
We got trucks.
Yes, sir, we've got trucks. We have three Chevy Silverados with the Trail Boss package and your choice of the 2.7 liter turbo, a 5.3 liter, or the very popular 3 liter Duramax diesel. We've also got a well-equipped LT, all here and ready for delivery.
And with up to $2,750 in incentive cash, plus an additional $1,000 in accessory cash, it's a great time to get your new truck.
And we have more than just trucks.
We also have a Z71 Suburban, LS Tahoe, and Buick SUVs.
And if you're looking for a Chevy Equinox, we'll have that too.
Truck season is here at Graf Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. Stop in before they're all gone.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
And welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Feary, and going through the list of the Week 5 high school football games before we wrap things up. Coming up on Friday, our game of the night on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates at the Marlette Red Raiders. Also, we have Cass City at Sandusky. Ubley is at Memphis. Vassar at Reese. Carroll at Lakers if it's played. Same thing with Bad Axe at Unionville Seabreen if that game is played. Blue Water Area Conference games is Almont at Armada, Croswell-Lexington at Yale, Hamtramck at North Branch, Emily City at Richmond. NCTL 8-player football, Ashley is at North Huron on Thursday. Scheduled for Friday momentarily, it's Peck at Bay City All Saints, New Haven Mayor at Carsonville Port Sanilac, Caseville at Akron Fairgrove, and Auburn Hills Oakland Christian is at Tuckerville. Big game there. K-Pack at Mayville. Burton Atherton at Genesee, and Kingston already has their forfeit win over Flint International. Independent 8-player football, Brown City at a huge game at Martin. That team is 4-0 themselves after Brown City's big win over Sutton's Bay. A big, critical game for Brown City on the road also. That's your Week 5 of high school football games. And again, tomorrow, Tuesday evening, tune in to the Tuesday edition of the Tune in to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show for our talk on the Blue Water Area Conference and high school 8-player football. We'll talk about that Brown City game and all the games that happened to BWAC, especially with North Branch big win over at Almont. Thank you for tuning in to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Feary. A big shout out again to Scotty Bowlesby of the Tuscola County Advertiser and Paul Adams for hosting most of this show with me. He is from the Huron County View. Pick up your publications on those. Tomorrow, Mike Gallagher of the San Lake County News will be joining us, along with Scott Bowlesby of the Tuscola County Advertiser. Thank you for tuning in to WMIC's AM 660 and 95.3 FM's Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.